This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another edition of Dan and Young on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and really, truly, be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, right? I want you to be part of the solution. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Does anybody know what today is? Come on. Some of you probably went right over your head, didn't it? I know. Today is Friday the 13th. Okay, do not send me an email telling me, Joe, that was the theme from Halloween. It's like, no, duh. Really? Seriously. But everybody gets wigged out over Friday the 13th. You remember that? It's like it's a big deal. And for some of you who think it's just like totally unlucky. What is it about Friday the 13th that's unlucky? I mean, why is it so bad? What made it that way? Probably we did. We probably talked ourselves into it. I know, you know, listen. Wouldn't it have been great? Wouldn't like the best thing in the world have been if Congress had to take or took a vote on impeachment today, right? The last supper, I mean, the Friday the 13th. That would be hilarious, wouldn't it? Anyway, so quick rundown for some of you who even care. If you don't care, go get some more coffee. I don't know. But Friday the 13th is superstitious. They try to stay clear of what? I don't even know how they came up with all this stuff. Black hats. That's kind of racist, don't you think? Spilling salt. Stop clocks, right? I mean, there's a whole, all kinds of stuff going on the 13th. Now, remember, in the 1980 movie Friday the 13th, man, I tell you what, scared the crud out of a lot of people, right? I remember going to see that. See, I think that those movies are scarier than the new movies, even with all the new technology. Because you imagine some of the stuff. You had to imagine some of the stuff. And when you do that, it becomes more real. You can't get it out of your head, can you? But how many of you knew that the Friday the 13th may have had its origins, in Christianity? Seriously. They say 13 guests attended the Last Supper. Right? The day before Jesus' crucifixion. It was a Friday. You know, and History.com is saying that maybe that had to do with it because there were 13 guests at the table, right? The 12 apostles and him. I guess you can't include the guy, you know, the waiter, right? I guess not. Some people believe that you have 13 people at a table. Whoever gets up from the table first will die. I mean, how is it that people who make fun of us for believing in God, right? They make fun of us for having a belief for God. Some of these people, they wig out on Friday the 13th. There's no scientific proof behind that. Right? But whatever. Some will get it from the table because of that. You go forward a few centuries, King Philip the Fourth of France was a little perturbed with a group of warriors known as the Knights Templar. By the 14th century, the order, listen, I like how they said it, the order, had amassed too much money, too much power. The king was afraid of them. And he was in debt to the Templars. So he took advantage of the stories about their alleged use of black magic, scandalous sexual rituals, and had a core group of the order arrested on Friday, October 13th. Right? In 1307. Right? That started the demise of these guys. Thomas William Lawson, in 1907 novels, Friday the 13th. It might have been the first time the date was referenced as being unlucky in writing. Now, Dr. O'Keefe, writing the Mirror book, tells the tale of the stockbroker who conspired to bring down Wall Street on Friday the 13th. I mean, you can go over and over and over again, right? The 13 Club, going in the opposite direction of superstition, a group of people met on Friday the 13th with the specific goal of confronting fears. That's what you should do. I know, I'm going to get in trouble, right? See, on Friday the 13th, if you're a superstitious person, go find yourself a black cat, go walk under a ladder, go break a mirror. Well, not one in the house, obviously. Go to the 99-cent store, buy yourself a dollar mirror, go over to the trash and just smash it. Just to prove there's nothing there. I mean, there are people really that are really wigged out by Friday the 13th. You know what I'm saying? Notice that a lot of the buildings of old, especially, had no 13th floor. Yeah, they were petrified. You went from 12 to 14. You're scratching your head going, how does that make any sense? You know, and then, it's just funny how an enlightened society like ours gets totally, right, brought to their knees when it comes to this kind of thing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Not sure if you've had your Friday the 13th lesson. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. You know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I always, again, I do appreciate the time that you show up here, get involved, get engaged. We're going to talk more. I know everybody's doing it, but we need somebody really who's smart to do this. Horace Cooper is going to join me. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chairman of Project 21. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5564. You look at, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, not kind of, sort of, but truly being part of the conversation. Remember, you can find everything about the show, stations, times, how to get it on your smartphone and that kind of thing up on the website. But I don't want to waste my guest time. I want to bring him on as soon as I can. Horace Cooper joins me. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, also the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and a legal commentator. Horace, good to have you with me again.
Hey, it's always great to come on the program. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, my friend. So, and Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends who are heading into that now. you know, this impeachment, I don't even know, I don't want to call it a process because it's not been any process that I can think of. But here we have an impeachment. We've spent, what, 3+ years? Actually, Maxine Waters a little longer because I think, what was it, about 2 months or a month before he actually was elected, that she wanted to impeach him then.
Before Inauguration Day. Yes.
She wanted to get, well, why waste time? She wanted to get started right away. So, anyhow, you hear them going on. He was a Russian agent. This is all about Russia. This was Russia's involvement in, I mean, and what do we end up with? We end up with, what is it, a 30-plus-minute phone call that they feel that it was an abuse of power and contempt of Congress. I'm thoroughly confused. Help me out here.
What we see here is the culmination of a decision on the part of radicals in Congress to not accept the outcome of the election. Now, your audience and you have been hearing people say they're not accepting the outcome of the election. If you think back before the protesting, before the March on Washington, where they had the hats that I'm not going to talk about, before that and after Election Day, many prominent Democrats announced that they were going to reassess their campaign, their platform, and what they stood for so that they could figure out how going forward they could have a broader appeal to the American people. Apparently, within moments of saying it, they were done with the assessment. And they turned immediately to, I hate this, this is unfair, I don't accept it. We had the largest number of members of Congress refuse to show up for an inauguration than we've done in about 75 years. And in the earlier era, it was weather related. We had the largest number of people who said when the president made a State of the Union address that they would not appear. And we had people announcing, including Maxine Waters, we had people announcing that they were going to impeach 45 within moments of finding out that he had won the election. We now have the culmination of 3.5 years of people not being able to come to terms that the election didn't work out the way they had hoped.
I can't even argue with you. You were so right on with all of that. What I do find interesting, though, is what's her name? Hillary Clinton. They actually are talking about her getting back in the race. I think it's too late for her anyhow. But, I mean, can you imagine that she actually believes? I know I'm going a little off to the left here. But
can you imagine she actually? This is the point. This election. Here's what happens. If you're Walter Mundell and the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, beats you, you leave and we don't hear from you anymore. If you're Michael Dukakis and the President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, beats you, you leave and we don't hear from you anymore. But that's not what is happening with Hillary Clinton, and that's not what's happening with the radicals that make up the energy and the enthusiasm of their party. They have decided they do not accept this outcome, and it must be something wrong. It might be the American people, it might be the Constitution, it might be Russian interference, but whatever it is not that their radical ideas have no traction with mainstream Americans. It can't be that.
Horace, don't you find it interesting that, first of all of a sudden the Democrat Party has found the Constitution. They couldn't find it for 8 years when Obama was in office. But all of a sudden they've found the Constitution. But it's obvious they haven't read it because the two charges they came down with, the two charges they said were unconstitutional, pretty much have absolutely nothing to do with the Constitution, do they? For all intents and purposes.
Oh, absolutely. What we're talking about is a a set of articles that are ahistorical and presumptively unconstitutional. If I showed up at someone's house, put handcuffs on them, took them down to court, and simply said, they look like someone who might have done something, and I'm now bringing him before a judge. The judge is going to say to me, they look like someone who might have done something? How about give me an actual, definite violation of a statute? And when did they violate this statute? How did they violate this statute? What evidence do you have? We've none of this. We've absolute none of this. And now we're saying it's okay to say that the rule of law, the common law tradition that has existed for almost 1,000 years, both 200 years here in America and over in Europe, that you are presumed innocent when you are charged. We're going to throw that all out.
We don't need that anymore.
Oh, yes, they found the Constitution.
We don't need that anymore. We don't need the innocence thing and all. We already know. We'll save the country a lot of money. We'll call him guilty and we'll move on.
Do you know if you catch a man who has raped a 4-year-old child, if you don't have an eyewitness, you have to put the 4-year-old in the seat and have them testify?
Oh,
that's
God.
How strongly our system is committed to the idea that the accused gets a chance to confront the accuser. Not secret whistleblower, unknown parties, hearsay. I heard someone say something on the phone. When I was a kid, we played the telephone game. We would play it. You start on one end and you end on the other end, and it was an entirely different message. We're letting that be the basis for impeachment?
Well, we don't want to give them too much to think about. You know, they have a hard time as it is. We're going to go for a quick break. We both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, Horace Cooper, will still be with me on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential debate scheduled for next week in California has now been thrown into chaos when all seven of the candidates who qualified for the stage threatened not to attend because of a labor dispute. The Thursday debate is scheduled to be held at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, where the Food Workers Union says it's been working without a contract and plans on striking in front of the debate. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang quickly said they would not cross the picket line. The Democratic National Committee Communications Director issued a statement today saying the party organization would not expect candidates to cross a picket line, adding, "We're working with all stakeholders to find an acceptable resolution that meets their needs and is consistent with our values so we can proceed with next week's debate." This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Stay with us. Stay with it. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation and be part of the conversation. Okay, you know, we've got so much going on. I so much enjoy. I know some of you are like tired of it. Come on, Joe, talk about something else. But this impeachment thing, it's like daily entertainment. Seriously. I mean, it is like these kids are running around in the cellar or the basement or whatever you remember, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what else can we do? Oh, my God, I can't believe we're losing. And they're just running around like nut jobs. Listen to them when they come out to the microphones. They're not even on the same page in most cases. You know, Representative Green comes out and says, okay, we lose this one, we'll just go after him again. Horace Cooper joins me. He's the senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace, thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Oh, happy to come on the program. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. You got to admit, this is, I know it's irritating. I know they're taking advantage of it, but this is showing them. This is the rash now coming to the surface, and they can't keep it down anymore, can they?
What the left did was the standard operating procedure. You lied to the American people and you said, I support your values, I believe in what you believe in, I am a mainstream guy, and then you waited until you came to Washington, D.C., and then you did whatever you thought you could get away with, and then the American people were shocked, and then they voted you out. Well, here's what we're seeing now. For the first time in heading into the 2020 election, the left is saying, we're just going to tell you who we are straight up. We're not going to hide it. We're not going to be shy about it. We're going to vote for articles of impeachment like Representative Green of Texas pushed forward even before there was any basis claiming that he wanted to impeach the president on the basis of racism. You have people talking about multi-trillion dollar takeovers of our health care system for Medicare for All, the Green New Deal. All of these ideas, they're pushing forward, and they are doing at least this one thing. They're
least telling us the truth. But then a few Democrats are looking around and they say, oh my God, you can't do that. That's not in the playbook. And so you get a billionaire from New York to step in as the former mayor who says, hi, I'm Mr. Mike Bloomberg, and I'm a mainstream person. I share your values.
Now,
it's not true, but that's part of the story of how they used to do it. This is what we're going to be facing in 2020. The question is, which one of the Democrats, which one of the liberals, which one of the progressive faces are we going to see? The lie, pretend to be us, and then disappoint us, or the truth teller that scares the hell out of everybody?
Yeah, you know what? I think that their group of people that they have up there now, personal opinion, don't stand a chance. There's not a one of them there. That really has the enough brain cells to be able to take on Trump and actually win. But that's my personal opinion. You hit on something a few minutes ago, and when I ran for office, when I lost the first time and the second time I ran, they said, look, stop talking, you ready for this, our own people, Horace, stop talking about your principles, you know, don't talk about your Christian values, don't talk about those kind of things, because you can, once you get in, you can do whatever you want, but you can't get in if you keep talking about those things. You know, again.
Yes, that's what people think, but what the American people actually want is to know what we're getting. We don't want to put our hand in the bag and pull something out and it's a surprise. They want to know what
that's
they're
right.
getting. And what Democrats said in 2018, what progressives, what leftists, what liberals said is we've got innocuous solutions to make health care more readily accessible. We're interested in helping the working guy. Now, it turns out they aren't interested in helping out the working guy. They aren't interested in any, quote, innocuous solutions for health care. They're interested in impeachment. And if given their way, they would impose the Green New Deal, Medicare for All, or whatever insane ideas they could get away with. But that was 2018. 2020, guys, most of them are just coming right out and telling the truth. This won't even be a contest. This is going to look like 1972 with Nixon and McGovern, the way things are shaping out.
Yeah, I'm actually loving this because, you know, you listen to what they're saying. Look at the mainstream media gets this consistently wrong. When, you know, whatever MSNBC is saying, CNN, ABC, DFG, whatever they're saying, you know it's going to be 180 degrees opposite. You know, when they called for Brexit, what they said, Brexit didn't stand a chance. The people were smart. They knew what was going on. They would never vote in. They voted in. Okay. Then they were surprised that Trump won. And then again now, with Boris Johnson the other night, they were sure, if you listen to the BBC, you listen to British television, there was no way the Conservatives were going to take that. The Labour Party was going to trounce all over them. And even today out of England, those legislators, if you want to call them that, they were talking about the fact that this was a referendum, I'm not talking about the Conservatives, I'm talking about the Liberals, Labour Union.
Yeah,
they said this is a referendum for them to keep pushing forward. I'm thinking, do they take the same pills the Democrats do?
Yes. Absolutely. In fact, here in America, the people who are now the most dominant voice on the left say that the reason that Donald Trump won was that they weren't authentic enough. They didn't embrace the Green New Deal enough. They didn't ban every single automobile. They didn't shut down every single airplane. They didn't turn off everybody's air conditioning. It's only because we were too willing to compromise. We were too moderate that a voice like Donald Trump's came through. The same mindset. And by the way, the media is doing the same exact thing. People are going to wake up shocked here on the East Coast and on the West Coast. How did this election come out like this? Nobody I knew, nobody who was commenting said this. In 2016, if you watched the commentators, They told us what was going to happen, and then if you watched election night, their faces told us that what they had told us wasn't happening, and they weren't happy about it at all.
Yeah, but Horace, don't dissuade them. Encourage them to keep going down that road, to keep that mindset up and, you know, keep pushing. I don't know if you saw, but Virginia, I mean, they had to back down, right? They were talking about running in there and putting up gun confiscation laws and all kinds, and now they've kind of backed away a little bit. And but we got to keep an eye on it because you know how they are. They're very sneaky people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the challenge that we have. When Benjamin Franklin left the Constitutional Convention, a woman walked up to him and said, "What have you given us?" And he said, "A republic if you can keep it. A regime designed by rules laid out in writing, not by guess, not by changing them tomorrow, making them apply only to certain people or only on days that don't end in Y. Nope. An actual republic, a rule of law regime. The left hates that concept. They're so enthusiastic about the Constitution today when it comes to the Constitution, when it comes to impeachment, is no evidence of their commitment to the Constitution. Here's a true fact. During the founding, when our Constitution was being ratified, if you committed a felony, you were executed. The definition for a law that would make something a felony considered it necessary for the person to be executed. The reason that you have high crimes, bribery, treason, and other misdemeanors, it was to assume that there were some additional elevated activities that you wanted to make sure you could hold our executive accountable for. Now, what they have done is, since you can wake up in the morning and sneeze and commit a felony in America today, now they want to say, well, it doesn't even have to be that.
No.
It doesn't even have to be taxes.
No.
It doesn't have to be a campaign. It doesn't have to be anything. And that's what these two articles are. Nothing.
Very scary.
They're ahistorical and presumptively unconstitutional.
I know you're excited, but we got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Horace will be with me on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot going on up on the website, including if you want text alerts as opposed to emails. You know, I'm kind of emailed out myself, so I get it. You can always text TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. I don't even text you guys every night. I only text you a couple, couple days a week. Let you know the show's coming on and what we're going to be talking about. So I do appreciate your time with me. Horace Cooper joins me. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's also the co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board and a legal commentator. Horace, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me on tonight.
All right. So let's get back to the report. And, the FBI, just a bunch, 17 plus, I've even heard as many as 30 different egregious offenses here in the report. We have to clean up the FBI. Are they going to get spanked or not?
So a couple things. One is it's very likely that the lukewarm statement made by FBI Director Mr. Wray is likely going to be recast and a much more robust response is going to occur. And by the way, if that doesn't occur, the Attorney General is going to recommend, is very likely to recommend to the President that he get a new FBI director. So, whether Mr. Wray is actually genuinely happy to do this or not, this is likely that it's going to occur. Additionally, we're very likely to see some sort of criminal investigation that is going to flow as a result of Mr. Durham's investigation. Additionally, we're likely to see more information released as to how Hurricane Crossfire was set up. More and more people who have had a chance to see the report are understanding that the idea that was initially put forward within 5 minutes of its release, that there were no political shenanigans associated with the investigation, will quickly put that to the side. All that that report says in its introduction is you can almost investigate anyone you want for any reason, and since they don't have to give a reason, it's almost impossible to know what their motive was. That's all that that essentially said. But the biggest takeaway of all is that Devin Nunes from California, who issued a scathing report about the investigation of Donald Trump, turns out his claims were in fact true. And I believe if we had seen that go across the ticker tape, whether you're on Fox or CNN, Devin Nunes claims true, Adam Schiff's claims false, it would have completely changed the idea of what this report does and what it's about.
Horace, you know how bad it is when the Rolling Stone magazine is on the side of Devin Nunes? I mean, seriously, one of the most right-wing, what we used to refer to as a rag, out there. And yet
left-wing
they come. What's that?
Left-wing. You said right-wing.
I'm sorry, yes. Pardon me. Left-wing, you're exactly right. I mean, you couldn't get much more left than these guys are, right?
Yes, absolutely. So let me say this, though.
Go ahead.
We live in an extremely dangerous world. Mm-hmm. America is a place that is the subject of assault, attack, and conflict. We just had a military base in Pensacola where a supposed ally sent one of their individuals who killed some of our people. We live in a very dangerous world.
Yep.
The most troubling thing about what happened with these so-called Russian hoax is that the powers needed to fight off those that really threaten us are being abused in this way, and there are coalescing forces that would tell us to stop using these authorities and these powers. The reason people must be held accountable, the reason that we must bring forward the truth, is so that we can show that we will, in fact, ensure that these powers are not abused. If you don't do that, there could end up being an agreement that we will lose this power, we will lose this authority, we will lose this capability. If your door being locked in your front yard and at your home in your neighborhood were to suddenly be accused of causing injury, and you agreed, oh my gosh, that's terrible, to start leaving your door unlocked, what risk do you think you might face? That's what we would do if we eliminate this capacity. We absolutely have to hold people accountable so that we can maintain this robust capacity.
We've stopped doing that, though. I mean, to a big deal, to a big degree, not deal, but to a big degree, we've stopped holding people accountable in this country. We've stopped holding, you know, whether it's legislators or people in the FBI and other places, we've stopped doing that. I really hope that, you know, that Bill Barr will finally start putting handcuffs on people, finally start issuing indictments against these people. Durham's report is not due out till what, the spring or the early summer. I don't know which one is better, whether he should wait a little bit and do it in the spring or early summer. But before we really lose the, you know, run out of time and lose momentum here, I want to talk to you about this coming now in front of the Senate. At first, I was all gung-ho. I was like, yeah, let's get it in there. Let's get as many witnesses as we can. Let's subpoena everybody we can. Let's get everything out on the table. But as of late, I've been hearing, why give this thing any credence? So I'm a little torn. Sell me.
Well, absolutely. I'm in the camp that says this atrocity, this unbelievably ahistorical, presumptively unconstitutional process should not be treated as if it were real, should not be treated as if it were serious. If they come into your house, kick down the door, drag you into the court, and then tell you we're going to charge you, but we're not going to even tell you what your charges are, and they tell you we're ready to move to the sentencing phase, what you want the judge to do is say, hold on, what's going on here? First of all, take the man out of the handcuffs. He's released. He's going to go home. And now we're going to have an investigation of how we ended up getting here. That's what should happen in this case. We should not give this the legitimacy of it being a real claim that they followed actual procedures, that people were allowed to challenge the witnesses, that actual witnesses, not hearsay, witnesses were brought forward, that people like Adam Schiff and people like the whistleblower were being put under oath and asked questions. None of that took place. We didn't even have what they call Republican Day, where all of the minority get to bring in their witnesses and make have a hearing day. None of that took place. And so it shouldn't be allowed to be legitimated by saying, okay, I know that I shouldn't have to prove I'm not guilty, but I'm going to go through the whole motions of making sure everyone knows that I didn't do this. You know the best way to know that this should never have happened is to quickly dispatch it, demonstrate there was absolutely no merit to it. Oh, no, and by the way, I predict not only will there be Democrats in the House of Representatives that won't vote for articles of impeachment, but there are also going to be Democrats that won't vote to convict in the Senate.
Yeah, this to me is so amazing. And
it's going to be bipartisan. Yeah. It's just that the bipartisanship is going to be against this entire process.
Right. Listen, when you look at this and you look at what's going down and you say to yourself, look, they know how crazy this is. This has not been a truly bipartisan event. These people are hungry to do anything they can to Donald Trump. And this is what's going to be their downfall overall, not just in one area, but this is what's going to be their downfall overall. I mean, look at how long, what, 3+ years, what legislation have they actually passed that makes sense? Is it the one that they passed where they're fighting every state not to have voter ID laws? Is that one? That's the meaningful one that they passed? This is just nuts. Horace, you got less than a minute. I'm sorry for that. Tell people how to find you. And
check us out at www.project21.com. And also check out my new book that's coming out in the new year, How Donald Trump is Making Black America Great Again. It's already available on Amazon.
All right. Well, we got to bring you back to talk about that as well. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up. One of your favorites. David Gibb joins us in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.